And we are joined now in the studio by Susan Brown, the director of the Chapel Hill Public Library, who is looking surprised as if she didn't know I was going to be introducing her. Hello.
No, I just took a little afternoon nap there. I got here early.
You did, yes.
I got here early. Yeah. I was listening attentively to you and your newscast, and I'm happy to be here, Aaron.
Oh, that's good. I'm happy to have you with us. Now that the formalities are out of the way.
Which, by the way, I have to say, I'm a pretty dedicated WCHL listener.
Good.
And I love all the commercials that you do with your wacky voices. And my new favorite.
Uh-oh.
What do you say? Bring me a plate of meats and cheeses.
The finest meats and cheeses in the land?
That's it.
How
the finest
you know
meats and
voice?
Cheeses in the land.
I've had people come up to me.
Who else would say that?
That's true, yeah. I had people come up to me for the longest time, the Bredman's commercials were on that I, you know, I do the Leonardo da Vinci ones. And for the longest time, I had like several people come up to me and say, who does the voice for those? I'm like, I apparently am doing a good job with my fake Italian accent.
I talk to you every week.
That's true. But so does some of the people who are asking me.
Or so they say. Bring me the finest meats and cheeses in the land.
Within reason. All right. So what's going on at the public library?
All kinds of stuff.
All right. And that's our show. Good night, everybody.
This is going to be one for the record books today. Yeah. No, there is lots
this
of stuff going on.
This is going on the web for posterity later on tonight.
That's right. So I actually want to, it's probably rude or weird to tell people about a program they may have missed, but I'm going to talk about
it. And so you're going to do it.
Yes, because I missed it. I was out of town this weekend, but we had a fabulous program attached to a really great book that's going to be of interest to lots of people. Mm. We had a children's book author. He's a picture book author and illustrator named Don Tate. Mm-hmm. He lives in Texas, but he has done lots of picture books on key African-American historical figures, and his latest one is called Poet, and it's all about George Moses Horton, who there is a historical marker up, I think is it on campus, on Franklin? There's a marker somewhere near here, all about George Moses Horton, who was considered the first African-American poet. He was the first African-American poet published in the South while he was still a slave in the early 1800s. Mm. But he's done this really wonderful picture book all about the life of George Moses Horton. So he came to Chapel Hill, and he did this kind of book tour here, and he had an event Saturday at the library. There were like 150 people there.
Awesome.
With their families, kids, other children's book authors came, and he was delightful. I missed it. There's some great pictures on Facebook, but the book is fabulous. It's a picture book. Flyleaf was at the event. They actually sold out, but I'm sure that they have more in stock now. So if you missed it, the book is called Poet, The Life of George Moses Horton.
Very cool.
And one of my favorite things about it is some folks that he knew here in town took him to Mama Dips for lunch afterwards.
Oh, nice.
And he took her a copy of the book. And there's, if you get on his Facebook page, we might link to it from ours, there's this great video of him talking to Mama Dip. Uh-huh. They're in the kitchen. He gives her one of his books. And of course, she starts talking about all the Hortons and the Moseses that she's known down the years because she knows everybody.
Of course, right.
And then she gives him a copy of her cookbook, and it's caught on video. It was really great.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if you like local history, African-American history, if you have young kids, older kids, anybody, Poet by Don Tate is great.
All right. I like it. So what age range is this? I know it's kind of
a picture book,
so for all ages, but what?
So it's picture books are really interesting because my boys are 7 and 10, mm-hmm. and of course the younger one reads older stuff because of his brother.
Right.
But, you know, they start to, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, they start to move from picture books to like the easy readers. But I encourage folks to keep reading picture books because my 10-year-old, if you sit down with a picture book, he's kind of too cool for it, but he'll still, like, all of a sudden, he's kind of hanging on the back of the sofa like, I'm totally not listening or watching you. I'm over here, like, being cool.
Yeah.
And he's listening to every word.
No,
and, like,
course,
watching. He will, like, tell you when you skip the page.
And I mean, like, to be perfectly honest, adults love picture books, too. We just call them coffee table books.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're basically the same idea.
They are books with lots of pictures.
Books with lots of pictures. I like
that's
it.
That's right.
Okay, so Poet by Don Tate, and that's, I've obviously got that in the library, too.
Yes, it's fabulous. Yep. So was this past weekend. But there's still time. You will not miss. If you do miss this program, I don't know what to tell you.
Because you have made mistakes in the future as opposed to the past. These are mistakes you have not yet made, America.
The ACLU of North Carolina is celebrating its 50-year anniversary, mm-hmm. And we, the Chapel Hill Public Library, is the triangle location for the exhibit.
Cool.
So it's going to be up from yesterday, so you could travel back in time and still make the when it was installed.
If you really wanted to see the installation, you have made
mistakes
in the past.
That was me in my heels and dress, like, finagling these giant things. But it's going to be up through late November. Mm. It's right in the main area across from the service desk. And it's a really, really good exhibit. It's 10 panels. They had it made just for this. A professional company did it. It's beautiful. There's two panels that talk about the history of the ACLU and the ACLU in general. And then the meat of the exhibit are 8 panels, each of which takes a certain issue. So voting rights, racial justice, free speech, LGBTQ, and it gives you a really interesting timeline with great images of key issues in North Carolina on that topic.
I like it.
It's really, really good. I was setting it up and looking at it, but I kept thinking, I need like a half an hour, 45
right.
minutes
really
just to devote
peruse,
to go
yeah.
through this. So we're really excited. That's on display. We're, I think, the third or fourth location in the state to have it. It's on display through late November, and we're doing a whole bunch of programs along with it.
Okay.
The Very first nice. Of those, I'm just going to keep talking.
Is yeah, go
for that
it.
Cool?
Yeah.
You could take a nap now.
I get paid the same no matter how much you talk or not.
So I have to bring up my my calendar here on the webpage.
She's bringing up the calendar.
That's what I'm
this
doing.
This is happening.
Live on the radio.
While we're talking about this, bring me the finest meats and cheeses in the land.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I cannot do two things at once, but here I go. So this Sunday.
This is what happens when we're closer to the microphone than the security people are to dragging us away from it.
There's that giant hook coming in,
yeah,
like on
yeah,
the gong
I see
show.
It. Yeah.
Okay, so.
I saw Spam-a-Lot last weekend. I'm just waiting for the giant foot to come out of
awesome.
The sky and smash us both, but.
I'm trying to focus, Aaron. Now
okay,
I'm thinking
go
about
for it.
Monty
yes,
Python.
Got the calendar
okay,
up. Yes.
This Sunday.
Nobody expects the
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock p.m. The public is invited to an opening reception for the exhibit. So there'll be some folks from the ACLU there, the director. I believe Mayor Kleinschmidt will be there. Mm-hmm. Everybody is welcome. It'll be mostly sort of mixing, mingling, chatting with folks, seeing the exhibit, and maybe just a few, like 10 or 15 minutes worth of remarks about the ACLU, their past, present, and future.
Cool.
Should be really great. It's after hours at the library, 7 o'clock, light refreshments.
Like it.
And then the goal is to have a program at the library for each panel. So each of those 8 panels do one for each topic, and we
okay.
are working those out still. But Monday night, we're calling it Mayor Squared or Mayor versus Mayor or Mayor and Mayor.
Okay.
For the LGBT.
Let me guess.
Right. For the LGBTQ panel, we're having Mayors Kleinschmidt and Lavelle at the library.
All right.
They're just going to talk from both a personal and professional perspective about LGBTQ issues in North Carolina, sort of how Chapel Hill has been different or not. And it should be great. Two mayors kind of in a conversation with each other.
Very cool. Well, that's Monday night at what time?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
We just confirmed another program in that October. It's on the website. It's early October.
Okay.
For the racial justice panel, our friends at UNC Press are bringing 2 or 3 authors who all have books forthcoming about some aspect of racial justice in North Carolina. So one of them has a book about the Wilmington 10. One of them has a book about Julius Chambers. So before the books come out, you can talk to these authors and learn more about racial justice topics in
and
North Carolina.
Full calendar is at chapelhillpubliclibrary.org.
You got it.
Awesome. All right. So we're speaking with Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library, if you couldn't tell. And what else is going on? Coming up later on this month, we've got Banned Books Week, right?
Banned Books Week.
Yay.
It's our favorite week. Let's celebrate banning books.
Yay. We're not celebrating banning
no,
books.
We're not.
No,
no, we're not. No.
Yes.
That would not be good.
We're having an event to commemorate something that we shouldn't have an event to commemorate.
I like that.
We shouldn't have to have an event to commemorate.
But let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Because before Banned Books.
Yes.
Next week, actually, this is super cool. Next Thursday, our friends group sponsors a monthly Meet the Author tea.
Yes.
We've had great, great authors.
Oh, I just heard about this. Publisher,
next week.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
So our good friends at Algonquin, which is, you know, like George Moses Horton and the ACLU, which was formed here, Algonquin Books is another thing that
right
is deeply intertwined with the history of Chapel Hill.
Yep.
The fabulous Ina Stern, who's a dear friend of mine and one of the publishers there, and who's a great speaker, is going to be there for a slightly different Meet the Author tea. Mm-hmm. This is a Meet the Authors through their publisher tea.
Okay. Okay.
She's going to talk about the fall list, the upcoming books from Algonquin. So what's coming out?
Cool.
I imagine she'll bring some galleys, which are the advanced copies, get them before they're actually published.
Let the record show that Susan did a hand gesture,
a little hand
to
movement.
Indicate
that's
a
the
galley.
Universal
yeah, that's
sign.
The universal galley gesture, right?
Yes. If you're in a book club, if you like Southern fiction, yes. If you just like good fiction, I would certainly come. This one's Thursday. It's at 2:30.
Find out where you're going to be reading in the next couple of months.
You can be one of the cool kids.
Yep.
Like, you can have the next, I don't know, insert great Algonquin author's book and be like, oh,
yeah.
Where can I go buy that? And then you would be like, nowhere. Because I've got it, and
got
you have
it.
To wait for like 2 months.
Yeah.
So if you want to be that person and just find
doesn't?
Out about some good books.
Yeah.
Next Thursday at 2:30,
nice.
Not 3:30, 2:30, tea, cookies, Ina Stern from Algonquin Books. She's fabulous.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
So that's next week. And then Banned Books
and
week
then
after
Banned
that?
Books.
Okay, there we
I
go.
I mean, there's some other stuff,
there's some
too.
Other stuff happening.
But yes.
Since we're talking about the public library, before we get to Banned Books week, what about Unbound?
Yes. So there have been a few technicalities with the fabrication of that.
Okay.
We were hoping to have the opening in November. It's going to be more like January,
awesome.
February.
So to rewind a little bit, this is the art project where we're inviting Chapel Hill residents to bring in stuff from their lives in Chapel
yes,
Hill and
the history.
And there's going to
yes.
be a cool art exhibit in November-ish?
January-February-ish.
Oh, January-February. Okay.
That'll be a permanent installation.
Right.
So they want it to be perfect and beautiful. So they are
it just occurred to me
because
we
time.
Were talking about so many different things.
Chapel Hill
like, we haven't mentioned
right?
Unbound in a while.
Yes.
Where's that going? Okay, January-February.
Yes. That's in the works.
That. Cool.
What were you talking about?
Banned Books Week. Yes.
Yes.
Complete with trading cards and
we had
special
100
events.
Entries this year
that
in our
so cool.
Banned Books trading cards
yeah.
contest. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, for 3 years now, we've asked local artists to submit a work of art based on a book or author that has been banned or challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Then we choose 7. We print them as adorable little trading cards with information on the back of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the universal sign and
yes.
sound for trading cards. And then we give out 1 each day during Banned Books Week, which is a national recognition and celebration of the freedom to read.
Yes.
So super cool project. Really, really popular. We got 100 entries this year. The judging was difficult. I just got the printer's proofs back, though, and they look
right.
pretty
and
darn great.
When are we going to see them?
The
a little more than
Meet the Artist
week,
Party.
Right?
Don't make me get out the calendar again.
Wow, we're getting
I'm
out the calendar.
Do
there
it.
Are so many things
okay,
going on.
Okay, here we go. Banned Books
okay,
Week
good.
Starts Sunday, September 27th. So the first card
weeks.
Will be released. You'll see it on the web, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, and you can come and get it this year at the library,
uh-huh.
at Flyleaf,
uh-huh.
and select libraries on the UNC campus.
Sounds good.
And so 1 card each day for a week, and then we have a big Meet the Artist silent auction sneak peek party on Friday the 25th.
I like it. All right. So that's what's going on this month and beyond. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website if you want to know more about events going on, or if you'd like to check out a book from the Chapel Hill Public Library. You can go there and search the catalog as well. Anything else people need to know?
Follow us on the Facebook and the Twitter.
And the Twitters?
We're at CH Pub Live on Twitter. And Facebook, just search for us.
Chapel Hill Public Library.
Chapel Hill
yeah.
Public Library.
It'll show right up. Awesome. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.